So now here's something, depending on your point of view, depending on which side of the fence you sit on. It's been quite big news in our house over the last few weeks and months, which is saying something if you consider the fact that the twins, the unborns, Ping and Pong, you know, are still on their way. And it's the fact that I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave Radio 2. I'm leaving Radio 2. And since I decided this, which has been a conversation I've been having with my nearest and dearest for like a year, first discussed it professionally last year, discussed it with my colleagues here and my bosses here a few months ago, just discussed the possibility of it, the prospect of it, and then a few weeks ago I made my mind up for sure. And since that conversation, or during those conversations, it's been pointed out to me that I've been here for 13 years, which is a long time. It's a long time. And I've been on The Breakfast Show for 8 years, taken over from the great Sir Terry Wogan, which is also a long time, a brilliant time, a fantastic time, an amazing time. I've loved every single minute of it. But the thing is, you know, some of us are mountain climbers, like I said before. And if you get to the top of your favourite mountain and you just stay there, then you become a mountain observer. And I need to keep climbing. I've got to keep climbing. So I'm going to go and go again. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go again. And I'm going to start up on a brand new adventure. And I've loved it here every second. Every second. But I don't want this to be it. I'm 52. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's never been better, I don't think. It's never been more useful. This year, it's never been more useful. It's never been more current. Whilst I've been doing it, I can't, of course, there'll never be another Sir Terry who ruled the roost here for close to half a century or 30-odd years or 40... Many, many decades, wasn't it? 38 years or something like that, all in all. But mine's a chapter. Mine's a chapter. Mine's not an epic. And I think the show's in great shape. It's never been better, this show, since we've been doing it. It's never felt better. It's never felt... You know, from a sailing point of view, all the sails are trimmed pretty much perfectly at the moment, I would say. And I think it's right for somebody else to have a go now. What a job to get. What a job for the next person to get to do this show. But we are here and we're going to stay here until Christmas. We all absolutely adore each other. We've all talked about this together. And I've said, is it okay? And everybody said, yeah, if that's what you want to do, it's okay. Yeah, good, good. You go for it. So thank you for that, my colleagues and my friends and my family. And I'm going to go for it again. That's what I'm going to do. But once again, whoever takes over this show, good for you, because it's the best. It's the best. Beatles, Twist and Shout, Shake It Up, Baby. Shake it up, baby. You got to keep shaking it up. That's the thing about life. You have to keep shaking it up. Anyway, now, Jess Glynn. Normal service is resumed. Until at least December the... What is it, 20th? 21st. Should we stay until Christmas Eve for the first time ever? Come on. Can we do that, Helen? Can we do that? Can we do the Christmas Eve show? Shall we? Come on, let's do that. Have that one on me.
The Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, will set out plans to tackle all forms of child abuse. Around 50 firefighters in Liverpool have been tackling a huge blaze at the former Littlewoods Pools building. The Art Deco structure has been empty since 2003. And Chris Evans has just announced that he's leaving Radio 2. He's presented the station's breakfast show for 8 years.
It's 24 minutes to nine. Labour is today promising to spend at least £10 billion if elected.
In the morning, the bad vibe. I am perfectly fine. I'm very sad you're leaving.
Well, there's pastures green, not necessarily greener elsewhere, so it'll be OK.
I'm sure you'll be OK. I'm sure you'll be brilliant. I'm just sad because we listen to you every morning and you're brilliant at
it.
And
thank
so,
you
know, I am just sad, but I'm sure, yeah, onwards and upwards for you.
Has he been primed to say this? Has he been primed by my agent to say this?
No, I haven't.
Well, maybe you can still listen to me elsewhere.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to that, because okay. I do have a radio with, you know, God knows what other stations on it, so it'll be all right.
Well, apparently that's going to be announced at 9:30, but that's not for here, that's for elsewhere.
Okay.
All right. Let's just talk briefly about your daughter's birthday party. Going on till 5 o'clock, because are you still not...
One of the BBC's highest-paid presenters, Chris Evans, has announced that he's going to leave Radio 2 at the end of the year. Chris Evans, who's been with the station for 13 years and hosted The Breakfast Show for 8 of them, says he plans to start a brand new adventure and has in the past few minutes announced he's joining Virgin Radio. Around 3,000 life-saving transplants were missed in the last year because families...
It is 9:20 and Chris Evans is packing it in. Packing in Radio 2 at any rate. He announced it live on air a couple of hours ago.
Now, here's something, depending on your point of view. It's been quite big news in our house over the last few weeks and months. And it's the fact that I'm going to leave Radio 2. I'm leaving Radio 2. You know, some of us are mountain climbers, like I said before. And if you get to the top of your favourite mountain and you just stay there, then you become a mountain observer. And I need to keep climbing. I've got to keep climbing.
Well, what about that? Paddy O'Connell is, of course, a Radio 4 presenter, but when he's slumming it a bit, I'm feeling a bit bored, he does a bit of Radio 2 as well. You're the man Friday of Radio 2 in a way, Paddy.
Yes, and this news is, you know, beats any day of the week. It's Europe's biggest radio programme. He's surprised.
Is it really biggest audience in
biggest
Europe?
Audience in Europe. I've spoken to studio managers there. I've rung talent on the programme, as they're known, but, you know, some of them are good. And no one saw it coming.
Really? Not a clue?
No.
And we don't know why?
Well, I met him last month and he told me he was just getting the hang of it. He's put on listeners since Sir Terry Wogan. Wake Up to Wogan had 8 million. Evans has got 9 million. Mm. He's a mercurial man, you know, who biffed off Top Gear and The One Show. He had a difficult time about 18 months ago with his TV commitments. He couldn't balance them all, I don't think. But he was really...
It didn't work, did it?
It couldn't work. I mean, broadcasters in the end are always undone by their ego. But in this case, Evans is taking a decision at the peak.
Yeah, but we don't know why.
Well, he says that he's given this sort of Eric Cantona-style description.
Yes.
Because he's on top of a mountain. Mm. But he is on top of a mountain, and there's a big change in radio generally. Eddie Mayer's left Radio 4. There was whispers he might go to breakfast on LBC, although he's launching today on Drive Time. And Jeremy Vine today starts a show on Channel 5. And this news sort of eclipses it. It's a time to announce big news if you're in the radio.
But with lots of the other ones, there were questions being asked about them falling out with the BBC over money or whatever it happens to have been, and people drew their own conclusions. In this case, just Bolton from the blue. I mean,
well, he sucked that up. Forgive the vernacular. he was paid a million or more, wasn't he, by the BBC? And he's been on air since that revelation was made. I don't think this is because they want him to cut his money. This is because, you know, it's getting up. He's done it since 2009. He was at the station for 13 years.
You were about to say getting up early in the morning, weren't
well,
you?
Well, it says monkey with the mind.
How it's dare you, Paddy O'Connell?
Quite.
I think, and in the overall world, in the commercial radio world, people are envious of the Radio 2 audience.
I'll bet.
And, there's been a big argument in the past about whether or not it could be privatised. But the fact remains, this is one of the peak jobs in the world on this medium. And it probably now open season about who on earth could fill these shoes and what to do with the size of that audience
and where he goes, because I mean, in some ways, on one level he is a very, very public man, obviously as public as you can get. On another, he's quite a private man.
Yes, he is a private man. I know that because I've tried to coax him onto Radio 4 to talk about his life, and he's very nervous about doing that. I interviewed him at the industry event, the Radio Festival, about 5 years ago. And he found it quite painful, I think, to be asked, for his deep motivations. But he has been you know, he has been very, very influential. He's been quite badly behaved. Radio 1 didn't show up.
All that drinking and not turning up for them, all that sort
That's
of thing.
That's right. And the Sun has carried allegations about his personal behaviour in the office.
And let's not forget, this is not the first time he's resigned. I mean, no, on air.
No, that's right. No, I suppose it's in keeping. It's in keeping with the man. And ultimately, he's owned the means of his departure, which is obviously unusual. People in that position. When he interviewed Terry Wogan, when Wogan left, there was a memorable moment when he said to him, "Are you sure you want to go, Terry?" And Terry went, "Oh." And there was that moment when they were almost talking terms, because Wogan did wake up to Wogan in 1972 and then gave way to Ken Bruce. Mm. And then came back on, you know, after Brian Hayes had done it. But this slot on Breakfast Radio has really only been done by two or three men in 40 years.
And we don't know who the next one is going to be.
Well, we can probably say that it's a good chance it won't be a man. Ah. It's a very interesting time. I mean, the station has been criticised for having men throughout its main lineup. So I suppose there'll be a lot of interest in this. Who can take it on?
There'll be a lot of hats in the ring.
There will.
Paddy, thank you very much.
On air, online, on DAB. This is Virgin Radio.
I'm Jenny Barsby. Good morning. Chris Evans is returning home to join Virgin Radio. He'll present the breakfast show from the new year. Evans says it's exciting to be returning to his spiritual home. He announced the news earlier, saying you have to keep shaking it up. Teachers, a children's entertainer and a former police officer.
Eddie Temple Morris on Virgin Radio.
Do not adjust your sets. It's actually happening. He's coming home. He's coming home. He's coming. Forget the World Cup. Chris Evans is coming home.
It's all about the music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Sitting in a misty...
And BBC Radio loses another big-name presenter.
I'm going to leave Radio 2. I'm leaving Radio 2. And I'm going to start up on a brand-new adventure.
We ask, what's next for Chris Evans and what Radio 2 will do without him? The BBC News is read by Alan Smith.
Downing Street has dismissed an attack by Boris Johnson on Theresa May's
departure in
Myanmar for violating...
And that is still an if. It would allow more time to find the right candidate to replace him. But with Britain's relationship with the rest of the European Union still... And that is still an if. It would allow more time to find to the March the 29th deadline for leaving the EU.
Organisations against India at the
open the EU, due regard to EUK Brexit,
aiming for
to take people to try to
key parts of it. Adam Fleming,
the threat has evolved,
and abusing and exploiting those children from. I hadn't been taught
an abusive image of a child. No, I don't believe that we are complicit in it. We know that.
And she's here in the studio, and Deborah, before we talk about that and try to answer that question,
I'm do you like Tony Blair to have, which is what political
on Virgin Radio.
I'm going to go before, and if you get to the
top, yes.
Deborah Mattinson, thank you very much. Now then, Chris Evans is leaving the BBC. He is one of the corporation's highest paid presenters and fronts the breakfast show on Radio 2, which, with an audience of 9 million, has more listeners than any other radio programme in the whole of Europe. He broke the news on his show this morning.
You know, some of us are mountain climbers, like I said before. And if you get to the top of your favourite mountain and you just stay there, then you become a mountain observer. And I need to keep climbing. I've got to keep climbing. So I'm going to go and go again. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and go again. And I'm going to start up on a brand new adventure.
Well, that new adventure is to present The Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio. He made the same move in 1997 after he quit Radio 1. Well, the radio critic Gillian Reynolds is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you make of this?
I think it's really interesting because he's taking on a huge challenge. He's going, as you say, from the biggest breakfast show in Europe, biggest radio show in Europe, to a tiny audience on DAB, DAB alone. Now, if he can just bring a fraction of that audience over to Virgin Radio, he's doing wonders. He loves a challenge. He loves inventing things, starting things. Look at what he started on Radio 2, that 500 words competition. He's done lots of amazing stuff.
That's for children. That's particularly for children, I think, 500
Well, the parent taking her child to school will listen to that. So he's attracted a younger audience, a more vibrant audience, and retained the old one.
Now, but the things we were looking at this morning, we were searching for the numbers for Virgin Radio. I think there's something like, it's just over 400,000 who are typical audience.
Yes, for that show. That's why it's such a huge challenge. And he needs to start building that audience, but also bringing them from FM, because Radio 2 is on FM as well as on digital and all the other things that everyone is always telling us about. He has to bring them over to a completely different thing and a commercial station. And he loves a challenge. He will thrive on this. He was a challenge when he came to Radio 2. Nobody thought he would succeed there, going in the steps of Terry Wogan. And look what he's done.
Well, I've got a quote from you, because you reviewed him. I mean, you review everybody all the time anyway, but the 2010 review, the first time he was on The Breakfast Show, because he'd gone to Radio 2 before, hadn't he? So how was his first show? All right, but not yet brilliant. Stiff to start, over-scripted for the first hour, but it warmed up.
It did. And he did really innovative things. He brought in his own newsreader, Maura Stewart, well-loved voice. He brought in his own little team, he gradually relaxed and relaxed, and he's going to stay there on Radio 2 until Christmas. And this morning he was saying, oh, can't I do the Christmas Eve show? Oh, I'd like to do the Christmas Eve show. And he's clearly torn about leaving. But I think what challenges him is climbing the new mountain.
So you do think that's what's driving it? Because there will be cynics who will know that he is, what, the second highest paid presenter in the BBC.
Yes.
And that he may well have been asked to take a pay cut.
Yes, and he is 52 and he's at that age when men like Eddie Mair make a switch from BBC to commercial.
Who starts on a commercial station today.
This very afternoon. Now, it's so interesting what he's doing, because he doesn't need the money. He's a millionaire several times over. But money is a sort of, I don't know, it's a sort of energizer, especially to men. And I think the thought that somebody wanted him that much to make him a daring offer, and the fact that it's a huge challenge, and also it's two fingers up to the two big commercial operators who he'd be up against, Global and Bauer, huge big audiences, and he'd be fighting them.
So do you think he can do it? Do you think listeners will move to digital, move, shift from the BBC?
I think it's not the BBC audience he's looking at initially, though he will try and bring some of those. I think Global and Bauer will be going nuts this afternoon, because every other breakfast show in commercial radio will feel the pain.
Quick word, who should replace him?
Would you like the job?
No, not for breakfast, that's for sure. Gillian Reynolds, thank you very much.
The Radio 2 breakfast show host Chris Evans has surprised listeners and colleagues by announcing that he'll leave the programme at the end of the year. The broadcaster, who's one of the BBC's highest paid presenters, has been with the station for 13 years. He's moving to Virgin Radio to host its breakfast show. Speaking on air this morning, Chris Evans said he'd got to the top of his favourite mountain, and rather than stay there, he wanted to keep climbing. Our media editor Amol Rajan reports.
BBC Radio 2.
For almost a decade, Chris Evans has presented the most popular radio programme in Europe. But this morning, he stunned listeners by announcing he was leaving the BBC.
You know, some of us are mountain climbers, like I said before. And if you get to the top of your favourite mountain and you just stay there, then you become a mountain observer. And I need to keep climbing. I've got to keep climbing. So I'm going to go and go again. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go again. And I'm going to start up on a brand new adventure.
His departure is a blow to the BBC, which drafted him in to replace the late Sir Terry Wogan in the most coveted slot in British radio. When the corporation was required by the government to publish the salaries of its most highly paid stars, Evans emerged at the top of the list. He didn't enjoy the resulting publicity scrum, but his friends claim that the 52-year-old, who is expecting twins with his wife Natasha Shishmanian, is simply in search of a new adventure. Evans briefly owned Virgin Radio in the late 1990s before selling it for a substantial profit. The digital radio station has an audience that is a fraction of Radio 2's and is now part of Rupert Murdoch's News UK. Its CEO, Rebecca Brooks, former editor of The Sun and News of the World, is investing heavily in top names in an attempt to break the BBC's stranglehold on radio. And this isn't the only controversy at Radio 2. The station has endured negative headlines and listener complaints after pairing Simon Mayo with Joe Wiley for its new Drive Time show, though listener figures have held steady. The director of radio and music at the BBC, Bob Shannon, said this was an exciting time across British radio.
The fact that a DAB-only radio station is now going to be led by one of the great broadcasters of his generation shows that News Corp are really interested in making a big play in radio.
This is LBC.
One sign of the bubbling market for talent is former Radio 4 presenter Eddie Mayer's departure from the BBC. He launched his own Drive Time show on LBC today.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for joining me on LBC.
Meanwhile, Radio 2's lunchtime host Jeremy Vine started his own show on Channel 5, replacing Matthew Wright.
Lick of paint, that's all. Nothing much has changed, has it, Storm?
Well, you're new.
The BBC claimed that the publication of top salaries would be a poacher's charter. Initially, that argument looked wrong. Now, with two of the biggest names fleeing to the commercial sector, it seems they may have been right.